USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There is no electricity on Puerto Rico now that Hurricane Fiona hit the island. The National Hurricane Center says landfall was made at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time in the southwestern part of the Commonwealth. Governor Pedro Pierluisi confirmed on Facebook that all of Puerto Rico has lost electricity. Forecasters expected historic rainfall that would produce landslides and heavy flooding. Some isolated areas were to get up to 25 inches of rain. President Biden approved the emergency declaration for the Commonwealth Sunday morning. President Biden in London, along with other world leaders, getting ready for the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. The funeral itself involves the biggest security operation London has ever seen, bigger than the 2012 Summer Olympics. More than 10,000 police officers will be on duty Monday, plus reinforcements from all 43 police forces in Britain, hundreds of volunteer marshals and members of the armed forces. That's the most visible part of an operation that is being run from a high-tech control center. Street drains, garbage bins are being searched and sealed. Police spotters will be on rooftops, sniffer dogs on the streets, marine officers on the River Thames, and mounted police on horseback. Flying drones over central London will be grounded temporarily, along with flights out of Heathrow, so that aircraft noise doesn't disturb the service. At least one is dead following a strong 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan. Nine others had minor injuries, according to officials in that country. Most of the damage appeared to be north of the epicenter, which that country's Central Weather Bureau says is the town of Chishang. The remains of a sailor from the Bay State who died when the USS Oklahoma was struck by multiple torpedoes during the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941 will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. Electricians made third-class Roman Sadlowski of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was accounted for using advanced DNA among other analysis and evidence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Migrants are continuing to be bused out of the Lone Star State, and for the second time, the destination is right at the doorstep of Vice President Kamala Harris's residence at the U.S. Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reports that the bus arrived there on Saturday.
According to Fox News, the migrants were mainly from Venezuela and included a one-month-old child. Governor Greg Abbott.
I fully expect the Biden administration to stop playing word games and stop and do their job. Immigration is a federal government responsibility.
Now, this comes after earlier in the week, a total of five buses dropped off migrants as Texas has shipped roughly 1,100 migrants out of state. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
In New England, attorneys there are exploring legal options for the Venezuelan migrants who were flown to Martha's Vineyard by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Lawyers for civil rights stated that their clients were, quote, induced to board airplanes and cross state lines under false pretenses, and that they were only informed in mid-flight that they were heading to Martha's Vineyard instead of Boston. Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker says he activated up to 125 members of the Massachusetts National Guard to help the state's emergency management agency in its relief efforts. For more news anytime, log on to our website, usaradio.com. Find us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.